make sure that you are only sending a callback after you handled every single objection. First, set an agreed upon time and date. Second, let the prospect know that when you call back, you will be more than happy to answer any questions that they may have. Then I would like for you to reassure him or her that it will only take a few minutes to get them started on their new geofencing ad. So, Cassandra, I'll call back around 2 p.m. this afternoon. Does that sound good?
Actually, tomorrow's a bit better.
Okay, great. How does 10 a.m. tomorrow work?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, excellent, Cassandra. When we talk tomorrow at 10 a.m., I will be happy to answer any questions you may have. Otherwise, I'm only going to need a couple of minutes to get started on your new Easy Geofencing ad. Does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds awesome.
Okay, awesome. When setting a callback, always remember to sound like it's a natural conversation that you're having with a friend or even a family member. Along the lines, you're going to pick up lots of different types of closing techniques. And what we always want to do is make sure that we're asking for the sale. And even better, we want to assume the sale on almost every single phone call. Assumptive closing always involves moving toward the sale or the closing of the deal. This usually starts with the information gathering process needed to finalize the sale. And on every single phone call, you want to figure out what the method of payment would be. It's as simple as saying, hey, will that be Visa or MasterCard? But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, I want to give you an example of asking for the sale, Cassandra. If I did that, could you do me a favor?
Sure, what's that?
Absolutely. When you see the detailed report showing how many views and clicks your ad has received and how well you're doing, would you tell your friends and family about us?
Sure, Victor, I can do that for you.
Okay, perfect. What is a good web address for you to get graphics and logos for your ad?
It would be supportit.com.
Perfect. I have supportit.com. Okay, that's an example of how you ask for the sale while gathering the information necessary to get to the close. So here's an example of an assumptive close, okay, Cassandra?
Okay.
Hey, Cassandra, I am going to be sending a detailed report showing you how many views and clicks your ad has received each and every single month so you can keep track of how well you're doing. What's a good email address that I can mail that to?
Sure. You can mail that to support@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. I have support@gmail.com. Okay, perfect. I have all the information I need, Cassandra. As far as your first payment, would you like to use a Visa or a MasterCard? So that would be an example of the assumptive close. You simply ask for a good email address to send the monthly detailed report, and from that email address that they provided you, you then verified all the remaining information for the ad creation and the sale itself. Could we do that with your permission? What email address would you like? Expect at least 3 no's to get to your yes, and your sales will skyrocket.